property at all times. There's no business being conducted out of it.
Kyle, I appreciate that, and just so you know what's happened over the last 5 years, we've had all kinds of people in here. A lot of assessors are putting these at 100% commercial for any ones that you have, basically because of the belief that they're directly competing with, you know, commercial businesses such as hotels and motels, and it's a commercial enterprise. But in Taney County, what we came up with 4 years ago was this change that I just told you about. We give you a break on the first one because we assume that you have residential use that you'll use it for. And as far as the decision goes, you can, of course, appeal it to the State Tax Commission. I will tell you that we did make a decision in a case which was appealed, and the hearing officer found that our decision was not arbitrary and not discriminatory and was reasonable. But, you know, really where we think if there's going to be a change that's going to come, it's going to come from the legislature, and we wish they would, so we wouldn't have these appeals. But nonetheless, that's where we are.
Okay, in that context, Alvin, I admittedly, I'm pretty busy on my day job and just had a kid, so I won't be appealing anything. I'm at the mercy of the DOC.
Sure.
And if that's more or less the standard application that any county feels comfortable with, again, I want to support the county, too.
No, I understand. And we are applying this uniformly across the board with these properties that come before us. We have been told that there are a lot more properties that are being, people are trying to put on Airbnb that have not reported to the county that they are doing that. So I think they're trying to remedy that, but that's where we are. As to BOE number 403, well, let me ask first, was there anything other than classification?
Value and discrimination.
Okay. I assume the value and discrimination were related to the classification issue. Do you want to?
Actually, the reason why I ultimately checked those boxes is because I had my lawyer poke around down there, and it looked like there were appraisal percentage increases in the 1.6 to 1.8%, even in Branson Cove, which is where my house is situated, and I had a 7% increase applied. So that's why I actually checked the discriminatory assessment boxes as well.
Okay, with respect to Branson Cove, go ahead. I'm going to let the assessor address that.
Well, remember, everything went down, so what his card said went down.
Okay, so what did the card say on this?
703.
And what name are we on right now?
No, as far as your appraised value, I'm looking at, what did his card say?
I got it in front of me if it helps.
Which BOE are we on?
What did this is on BOE 403. They're pulling it up for us now, but what does your card say?
It got adjusted from 444,431 to 475,690.
Okay, there was an across-the-board drop, so what your value is 451,240 is what we have.
Okay.
Is that what you have?
Yeah, and his increase is 1.53%.
Yeah, so your increase was only 1.53%. Okay, based on that, do you still want us to rule on valuation and discrimination, or do you want to withdraw those?
I do not.
Okay.
I want to withdraw those.
Okay. So we're just ruling on the classification issue, and as to BOE 403, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. You'll get a decision within a few days, and thank you for owning in Taney County.
Thank you all. Appreciate your help and your work.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and looking at that Kohl's, what he's got on there, I'm assuming when he's saying $768,000, that he's saying that's the assessed value and not the appraised value?
I wouldn't count on it, but maybe. Probably.
What are you asking?
It says my analysis values the entire property at 768.
That has to be.
So this parcel that he's quibbling on does not include land because the land is leased.
I'm sorry?
The land is leased.
Yeah, he says he didn't include the land.
But the numbers you're looking at on the parcel yourself is just the structure itself. There's no land in there.
Yeah, I don't know I mean, maybe that number is supposed to be the assessed value, but we'll find out. And, Okay, yeah, we still.
So he's got the opinion of market value at 3.5, and she's got 3.7.
Can the assessor's office send up a copy of the impact notice for Branson Shops Coles LLC?
Okay, so he's saying the market value is 3.5 instead of 3.7, which is.
Right.
Now, was there a decrease in there, what we have here, or is that the.
Yeah, well.
What's your value that you show?
My value is $4,326,410.
$4,326,410.
$410.
Nothing.
And the assessed value is $1,384,450.
Okay, on our sheet it has. $3,762,000, so yours is $600,000 above that, or almost $600,000.
Yeah, they're up 17.42%.
Was that an evaluation done this year, or how would
No, what? It was just part of the, raising the index from 2.35 to 2.40.
And that index was raised across the board for those properties?
For all commercial. Yeah.
All commercial?
Again, all the commercial, all the residential have to be the same because of the way we do our nightly rentals. And so, yeah, so it did bring down their actual percentage.
What was their value last year?
3.684. Yeah. So it went up a million.
Okay, well, I
went up 800,000.
What's this card here?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh.
From 2022.
Well, I just.
3.6. They have been at the same value for.
So they went up to
nine
about.
9 years.
Yeah, they were at the same value for about nine mm-hmm. years, and then they went up this year by about 500,000, a little over 500,000. Right?
Eight.
Yeah, about almost eight.
Six.
Okay. And what are they basing their evaluation on?
They did a cost approach and an income approach according to the letter.
What does their cost approach come up to? Because that's what you've used, isn't it? The assessor has used a cost approach?
I haven't looked at his cost approach.
No.
I mean, when you say cost approach, I mean, yes. It's in our system, but I'm sorry, I was doing this. This is the original that went out with the 27. It would have rounded up probably. And now it's at 17.42, and then 1,384 is what it's at now for the assessed, and then that's the appraised. I misspoke when they said I didn't look at, when I said I didn't look at the cost value. I'm looking at an impact notice.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
So they're down from what they think they got.
Yeah. You have on the impact notice is 4.6. What you have them as to 4.326.
Okay.
And last year they're
asking. All right. So their impact notice at 4.6. Gotcha.
So they should be at 17.
All right. I'm going to try to call BOE 393 again on the first page, Table Rock Lodges, and then I'm going to call Coles last, if that's all right with you guys.
No, she has a
message for.
He's just sending it straight to voicemail. I must think we're. Eddie, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE again. We'd like to take up your appeal on your Table Rock Lodge, but we can't get a hold of you. I guess we'll try to reschedule you one more time. I'll try one more time at the end of our session. Okay, and then I need to call Mr. Ingram on that one. He was going to be available early. We did. He was going to table his. It's not on the docket. What's his client Dr. Small's daughter?
Marilyn Maloney.
Maloney.
Marilyn Small Maloney.
Mahoney or Maloney?
Mahoney.
It was on the docket, but when we took it off, I can't remember what BOE number it is. It's Mahoney.
Yeah. Let me look them up. Maloney.
354. BOE 354.
No, that's a 24 highway rental. Yeah.
Was it 345? I'm sorry, I got the two numbers.
Okay, I'm going to try to call Mr. Ingram because he asked just to confirm that we're going back down to on Mahoney to what is that appraised value for 24.
I would table it and wait till we refigure it because otherwise she won't be able to take advantage of the index decrease on the structures.
Calling. Hi, Don. David Akers.
Yeah, David.
With this BOE with your client, I think it's Mahoney, is that right?
Yeah, Mike, okay. Mike and Marilyn Mahoney.
All right. Based on the information I guess they provided, the assessor, she's going to drop it back down to the 24 numbers. However, she also gets, there was a decrease across the county that also needs to be applied, so the assessor still needs to figure that number. Can we table this until, it may be later today that you'll have that or something, but can we just table this to another date that the BOE is in session? You tell us, I don't necessarily have to be here.
My problem is I'm going to be out of state and out of pocket the 28th, 29th. I'll probably be traveling.
We can do it sooner. We can do it sooner than that.
I'll do it this afternoon when we finish. And I'll take a picture of it for Don.
So maybe Thursday.
Okay. We can do it this Thursday. We could do it this Thursday if you wanted to do it. Let me
look just a minute here. I know I've got something scheduled that morning, I think. I've got a hearing at 10:30 in Galena, and I've got a doctor's appointment in Springfield at 1:00. But other than that, I'm in good shape. It'd almost have to be, say, be safe after 2 p.m. Is that too late?
I think we have other stuff scheduled, don't we?
Can we do it?
2:00 on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have it by then.
Okay.
What
I hear you saying is I'm looking at this notice of change in the value of the property went from $97,065 to $291,903. So we're saying it's going to go back to 97.85.
I think there'll be more of a decrease based on the on the other. There'll even be more of a decrease. But yes, they're applying the subsidy factor back on the agricultural portion of the property, which was taken away in the impact notice because she provided proof of what they're doing with the property. So they've
okay.
And so we'll. that whatever that number is, we'll get back with you and just verify with you. I'll try to call you that afternoon.